pleasure of being your MC and introducing some of our speakers this afternoon. And the first speaker I'd like to introduce to you is our Board of County Commissioner, John Maroney.
Thank you, Robin, and welcome, everyone. It's great to see everyone today on this beautiful day in Madeira Beach, Florida. Mayor, you have a wonderful place here. It's great. And I want to congratulate Rob and Jessica. They came to talk to me, about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago, to tell me what a wonderful project that this was going to be. And I was so happy to hear about it because we all remember what was here for so many years, nothing. And all this prime land going to waste because, you know, the county likes land and we like to put buildings on it because you know what we get from that, tax dollars. And that's how we keep things so beautiful in this county. I really want to say beautiful. I had a chance to take a look at the rooms, and we had a meeting last week with Big C in the meeting room, which really is an awesome room downstairs. Make sure you get a chance to see it. I just want to say that, you know, Pinellas County is really on the move. Ladies and gentlemen, we have almost 1 million people that live in our county, in this densely populated county in Florida, the most densely populated county in Florida. And I want to say that we're so proud of our area, and something like this kind of a development, which is so eco-friendly and right on the water to help our tourists enjoy our area and bring them back and keep the businesses going, which is great for Robin and all of her members of her chamber, is to make sure that we support our chamber members. So I just want to say congratulations to you again, and if there's anything that Pinellas County government can do to help you in any way, you know, please let me know. But thank you. It's a great day in Pinellas County.
We have the mayor of this. We'll hold our applause until I'm done, please. We'll be here all night. We have Mayor Travis Palladino, City of Madeira Beach.
And now we've got a brand name hotel. Like the county commissioner, Mr. Chair John Maroney, was saying, Pinellas County, when I sat on the Tourist Development Council when I first started, the idea was to bring more brand name hotels to Pinellas County. But Mr. Commissioner, Madeira Beach is pulling their share out here, so thank you very much. To the staff of Madeira Beach, awesome work. I know it was a lot of work doing this. To our commissioners, Pat, Tom, Terry, Elaine, guys, thank you very much. It's been a lot of work, and I want to thank y'all very much. To the residents and the business owners for your support, thank you. And we've been seeing tourism grow here in Pinellas County. I sit on the Tourist Development Council. We've seen a 17 to 18% increase in tourism here in Pinellas County since what we've been doing. So, guys, keep up the good work. Thank you very much, and God bless every one of y'all. Thank you.
There's Mayor Travis Palladino of Madeira Beach at the grand opening of the new Marriott Courtyard.
We have the president of the Shaner Group, Plato Genos.
Here's Plato Genos, president of the Shaner Hotel Group.
We're extremely excited to be here this day. I think before it was said it took a couple of years. Let me correct that. Steve and Evelyn and myself met in 2007. We used to be young and happy, and 8 years later, that's where we are. So it's this project took years in the making, but what we are really more excited about is two things: being part of the community and having the ability to have a great staff, great associates here to really welcome guests, out-of-town guests in Madeira Beach in our hotel. So that's our mission. We are here to serve, here to bring all the new people who are going to come to the area, stay, and spend the money in our town. So we are very excited to be here. Thank you for coming, and hope we're going to see you here throughout the years. Thank you.
This is the 40th hotel built by the Shaner Group out of State College, Pennsylvania. And again, we are back live on RadioSt.Pete.com celebrating the grand opening of a beautiful new hotel property here on Madeira Beach, the Courtyard by Marriott, St. Pete Clearwater, Madeira Beach, located on the Intercoastal Waterway at 601 American Legion Drive. This is a 91-room hotel that will be is operated as a Marriott franchise. It's owned and managed by Shaner Hotels. The hotel offers convenient access to the Madeira Beach Municipal Marina, Tropicana Field, the home of the Tampa Bay Rays, and the Clearwater Marine Aquarium. The theme of the hotel is Make Room for a Little Fun. Breathtaking sunsets, gorgeous Florida weather here on Boca Ciega Bay, the intercoastal waterway, and just across the causeway from the beautiful Gulf of Mexico. This sparkling new hotel offers refreshing and stylish room design that helps guests stay connected, productive, and comfortable. It has been thoughtfully planned. Each room features plush bedding, a functional workspace, spacious bathrooms, a separate seating area, and complimentary in-room high-speed internet. Signature furniture and architectural elements replace traditional art in these new guest rooms. The lounge-around sofa offers a pop of color and comfortable areas for relaxing or for working. This new modern design also features a light desk on wheels, allowing guests to work from anywhere in the room. Each room boasts views of the intercoastal waterway, and many of the rooms have private balconies as well. Dining has been completely redesigned with the Bistro Eat, Drink, Connect. This large room here overlooking water on three sides boasts great views, easier access to food, and even higher quality menu options for breakfast and light evening fare, including snacks, cocktails, wine, and beer. It's a great place to unwind. Coffee lovers can also enjoy freshly brewed Starbucks coffee here at the new Courtyard Marriott Madeira Beach. There's even a market, a 24/7 shop for snacks, beverages, and sundries, open for late night cravings or the toothpaste that you may have forgotten. Even the traditional front desk has been replaced with separate welcome pedestals to create more personal and private interactions when guests check in, and allow staff to show guests the lobby features and provide assistance. Combining innovative technology with style and comfort, the new hotel's courtyard refreshing business lobby environment provides flexibility and choices that allow guests to optimize and elevate their travel experience. Along with media pods, Wi-Fi, and a variety of seating zones ranging from a communal table in the middle of the action to more private media booths with high definition televisions, and much, much more. This is truly a unique setting, and I've had the opportunity to travel the country and be at many excellent hotels and meeting facilities, but this is definitely one of the most unique designs that I have seen. Courtyard Marriott celebrating its grand opening here today at Madeira Beach. The ribbon cutting occurred just a few moments ago. Jessica Respondick, the Director of Sales, we are live on RadioSaintPete.com. Congratulations. The hotel is beautiful.
Thank you, Joe. We very much appreciate your support. We're very blessed to have this hotel positioned in the city of Madeira Beach. The whole community has been nothing but welcoming. City Manager, Mayor Paladino, everybody, you know, around here in Madeira Beach, you go on vacation because you want people to welcome you with smiles, and that is exactly what happens here. The whole community has welcomed us with open arms. We're so blessed and happy to be here. Thank you so much. And if you're listening out there, call the hotel right now. Come make a reservation. Tell them you heard Jessica on the radio. We got a grand opening going on.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And we had Mayor Paladino, Shane Crawford, the city manager, is here. This new hotel is just one of a number of exciting new things going on here at Madeira Beach. A new city hall, all kinds of new construction.
You want to take a picture?
We are live on RadioSaintPete.com. Miranda, is it Borchardt? Okay, of the Parks and Recreation Group. All kinds of great things are happening on Madeira Beach, including in the area of Parks and Recreation.
Yeah, our first concert is this weekend. It's this Sunday, June 14th, and the headliner is Everclear. It also features the Toadies, American Hi-Fi, and Fuel.
Ah, where's it going to be, and when's it going to be?
It's this Sunday, the 14th, and it's on the ball fields right here behind City Hall, and the new stage is on the rec center right off the side.
And for our listeners outside the area, all of this is new construction. A new City Hall has been built, and I guess are you all moved in or almost moved in over there?
Yep, we're all moved in. Everyone's moved in, including the fire station.
There's a new CVS drugstore going on right around the corner. Lots of great things. And isn't this hotel a wonderful spot?
Absolutely, yeah. We're looking forward to all kinds of new opportunities in the area.
Thanks, Miranda Borchardt. Madeira Beach Parks and Recreation, for joining us on RadioSaintPete.com. A few moments ago, you heard from the chairman of the Board of County Commissioners, as well as Mayor Travis Palladino, the mayor of Madeira Beach. We'll try to catch a few more folks as people are enjoying food and refreshments and some live music here in the lobby of this beautiful new facility. I'm going to step in here in just a moment and interrupt a conversation with the board chair of the Pinellas County Commission as we wait for Commissioner Maroney to be free. We're overlooking two-story windows overlooking the swimming pool and the intercoastal waterway on a gorgeous day here in Florida. Commissioner Maroney, we're live on RadioSaintPete.com. This is a big day for Madeira Beach and a big day for Pinellas County.
It sure is, and there's been so much positive stuff going on in Pinellas County lately, including this type of development that now we have this area that used to be just a nothing. And now there's this beautiful hotel. It's going to attract our tourists. But even today, I received news that our airport's looking at maybe 1.7 million passengers to our area, which would be an all-time record. So things are popping here in Pinellas, and we're so proud of it.
Right. Now, you represent this area. Treasure Island is your home. You've been here for many, many years.
35 years I've been living in Pinellas County, and I absolutely love it.
What's your earliest memory 35 years ago of this area?
I moved down here in April of 1980, and I was driving from Chicago, and there was snow on the ground all the way down to Georgia. And then I finally got to Georgia and then hit that Florida line, and it was sunshine ever since.
It was magic, and once I came down here the first time, I never wanted to go home, and I made a point of figuring out how I could stay.
Well, everyone back home said, oh, John, you'll be back in a year or two. Just, you know, go have fun. I was very young. I was in my late 20s, and I said, I'm never coming back, and I didn't. So this is my home, and I love Florida in Pinellas County.
How long ago did you get into government service? I know you served in the Florida House. How did you and when did you get into politics? How did that happen?
Actually, when I first moved down here, I got involved in the Republican Party as a volunteer, and then I ended up being hired as a $5 an hour office person. And then in 1984, I was hired as a legislative assistant because I had a major in political science and history. And then I was elected in 1992 to the House, and then in 2000 to the County Commission.
Can you compare and contrast the two jobs, representing the area in Tallahassee versus what you do on the Board of the County Commissioners?
I definitely love this job better than the state rep, and I'll tell you why. Here, I'm home with the people every single day. People are giving me input every day, whether I'm at Publix or whether I'm at church or whether I'm getting out of my door in my condo. When you're a legislator, you tend to be a little removed, even though you come back, you know, regularly, but people don't know you the way they know you in local government. And the local government is the closest thing to the people, and I just love it.
Doing a terrific job. Thank you very much for being with us. That's John Maroney, who is the board chair of the County Commissioners. And we're listening to some wonderful music from whom?
Jeremy Douglas and Kenny Walker.
Kenny Walker on bass. We'll sit here and listen live on Radio St. Pete for a moment or two. Here at the grand opening and ribbon cutting for the new Courtyard Marriott on Madeira Beach. live event coverage from RadioSaintPete.com. You can contact Jeremy Douglas, or you are listening to playing the piano, at 727-776-5397. That's 776-5397. Or email him at JeremyDouglas@Mac.com. Thank you, gentlemen. All right, well, we will make one more walk around this beautiful lobby surrounded on three sides by blue water and blue skies on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. See if we can find Mayor Palladino. Let's step outside and interrupt another conversation and a picture being taken. We're now outside overlooking the marina. There are some 20 large slips that are a part of this facility. And City Manager Shane Crawford is with us. We're live on RadioSaintPete.com.
All right.
And this is a big day for Madeira Beach.
Fabulous day, yes. Our first name brand flagship hotel. It's unbelievable.
Well, I talked to you gentlemen perhaps a year ago or so, and things were beginning to happen. You were tearing down some buildings and starting some new ones, and you've made a whole lot of progress. And we have our mayor as well here on Madeira Beach. We'll talk about City Hall and just a few of the new buildings going up. And
Yeah, you know, this is something that was cooked up, I mean, years ago. I mean, I want to say 4, 5, 6 years ago. And when I came here 3.5 years ago, the mayor approached me and said, I want to see this done. Let's make this deal happen. And it took a while to come to fruition, but we were finally sitting at the grand opening today at the Marriott Hotel in Madeira Beach.
And, you know, there are plenty of Courtyard Marriotts around the country, but this has to be the state-of-the-art and probably the most beautiful site you could possibly have.
Yeah, I mean, when you walk into the lobby of this hotel, this is not your mom and dad's Courtyard Marriott. This is something a little bit more extravagant than that, so we're very proud of it.
Well, as a local resident, I am too. Mayor Travis Palladino is here. Let's talk about the new City Hall and all the rest of the things that have gone up this year.
Yeah, there's a lot of exciting things happening, the new City Hall project, and I'm very excited about that. I think from start to beginning on construction, we're almost exactly at 1 year. So government moving that quick is, for me, very exciting. I'm sure a lot of other people have taken notice of what we've been doing here. The Marriott here is actually what started it, and we have just seen more contractors come in. We've seen a rebirth of the city going through and just renewing itself, where old properties are being redeveloped, and it's an exciting time here in Madeira Beach. The last 4 years have been very exciting.
Congratulations on that. Yesterday, I had an opportunity to attend the Tourist Development Council meeting for Pinellas County and really heard a lot about our fishing tournaments here on Madeira Beach. Let's talk about that a little bit, because it's very, very exciting.
And what's very exciting, you know, this is yesterday was the first time that Madeira Beach actually got elite funding for any of its programs here, any of its tournaments. The Seafood Festival is going to be receiving $65,000, and the Old Salt's Boat Fishing Tournament is going to be receiving $50,000. So their first time at bat getting that kind of money. Normally you just see this money going to Clearwater events or St. Pete events, and now we're starting to see it happening in the center of the Barrier Islands, and I think it's having representation on the TDC board is what's helped.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure it has, and I think the people in that room, the 100 people in the room, were learning about these fishing tournaments for the first time and gradually discovering what an incredibly big deal they are.
And the economic impact when you see these fishing tournaments. I mean, the reason I know so much about them is I participated. I used to do the Kingfish Series, the National Series. And as a team, you go into a city, number one, you're coming in with your truck and your boat. You're probably spending at least $16,000 to $3,000 on fuel. You're spending at least 2 to 3 bed nights there with 4 people, so you have at least 2 rooms. So, I mean, when you start doing that, when you start talking 300 to 400 teams coming in, that's going to make a big difference in your city.
Exactly. And folks around the country will begin to see television programming connected with all of this as well, just a few 100 yards from where we stand here on the deck of the beautiful Courtyard Marriott. Speaking with Shane Crawford, Mayor Travis Palladino of Madeira Beach, Florida, midway up and down the Tampa Bay beaches on a beautiful day and an exciting day. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. And remember, Madeira Beach is the center of the Barrier Islands.
There you go. Terrific. Live event coverage on RadioSaintPete.com on this Tuesday afternoon. We have a couple of more minutes before we get to the bottom of the hour, but it's been a pleasure to be a part of this. Some wonderful, delightful food and drink being served by the Shaner Hotel folks out of State College. This is their 40th property, this one being operated as a Marriott Courtyard. Taking one more swing around to see if we can find Robin Solly of the Beaches Chamber, and she has disappeared for the moment, so we will talk to her next time. But as you heard, a major property, and I think Shane summed it up saying, you know, this is not your daddy's Courtyard Marriott. This is a real beautiful facility on the Intercoastal Waterway at Madeira Beach. You've been listening to live event coverage this afternoon on RadioSaintPete.com. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for Job Talk with Dean Logan at the noon hour. Dean interviews business leaders from the community each week from our studios on the 10th floor of the Plaza Tower in downtown St. Petersburg. Again, that'll be 12:05 Eastern Time tomorrow. And then on Thursday, we'll be live from the St. Pete Yacht Club on the bayfront in downtown St. Petersburg, the Suncoast Tiger Bay Club Luncheon, part of our continuing series of live broadcasts from Tiger Bay, and Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Giltieri will be the speaker, and he will be in the Tiger's Den for questions and answers. All live this week on RadioSaintPete.com, where you hear today's live local events, hit music, as well as classic rock, local musicians in the evening, and smooth jazz overnight. RadioSaintPete.com, available online on our free apps in the Apple and Android App Store, on the TuneIn radio app for smartphones and all of the world's connected devices, as well as radio.net. Thanks for listening. It's a beautiful hotel here at Madeira Beach, now officially open. The grand opening and ribbon cutting occurring this afternoon. The Courtyard Marriott, surrounded by water on three sides and just across the causeway from the Gulf of Mexico here in Madeira Beach, Florida. For RadioSaintPete.com, I'm Joe Bordeaux. Thanks so much for listening. We return you now to our studio.
Your choice for today's hottest hits and yesterday's favorites. RadioSaintPete.com.
Here was the four.